Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Waking your ass up.
Getting you going.
Only on Hot 96.9.
You know anything about the show? I'm a little bit of an instigator, troublemaker, but I'm lovable. Pebbles, voice of reason, big sister, calls us out for being stupid. Melissa, up until this moment, up until today, gambleholic, life in shambles a little bit. A little confused sometimes, but not anymore. She has found the way, ladies and gentlemen. She had a revelation yesterday.
I did. When I left work, I literally sat in my car and stared up at the sky for 10 minutes before I drove away.
Wow.
And I'm not lying. I actually thought, Ramiro, you saw me because you came out and I was just sitting there and I was like, wow, this is like life changing. So, you guys remember I told you the story last week about how someone broke into my car?
Yes.
Okay. So, the person broke into my car, and I think that the conclusion of that was that they were trying to get spare change or quick cash looking for money, because when I came back out, my entire, you know how you, there's always loose change on the floor of your car?
Yeah.
And I had come out and that was all gone, but I don't have any other cash in my car, so obviously nothing was taken, but all the spare change was gone. So yesterday there was something happened. There was some fraudulent activity on my bank account, so they froze my funds until they're figuring out what happened. So that's part of the story. Then my check engine light in my car comes on. So now I'm like, great. It's one thing after another. I don't have access to my money in my account. And now my check engine light is on. What the hell am I going to do? And I'm kind of freaking out. And I was like freaking out all day yesterday about it, right? So yesterday I'm leaving work after the boss sent me home because he said I look like crap. And you look really sick and you need to get out of here.
Hey, wait, is this story going to end up with a good ending?
I know. Well, where's the uplifting?
Okay, just you wait. So I get in my car.
Sounds like a movie that usually ends with a note.
Yeah, exactly. No, I get in my car. I'm on the driver's side. I literally just sat down in the car and I look down, and on the mat on the driver's side of the car is an envelope with my name on it. And I'm like, what the hell is this? Next to the envelope, there's probably, if I had to guess, about $5 in quarters just sprinkled around. Sprinkled around, mm-hmm. Right? Listen, you're looking at me. I have no idea where this stuff came from. No idea. I open the envelope with my name on it. There's about $500 in cash in there.
Wait.
Yeah, listen, I'm not lying.
Hold
to
on.
You. This really happened to me. And it took me, I'm sitting there looking at it going, this is a joke, right? I'm looking around. I'm like, did somebody plant this? Am I on a TV show? Like, I thought something happened because you guys know me. Whenever I have cash, it's gone.
It's gone.
I never hold on to cash long enough for something like this to happen.
Yeah.
So I was legit looking around thinking one of you guys might have been playing a joke on me.
Okay, yeah. Wait a second. Like, did you recognize the handwriting on the envelope?
Okay, well, I figured it out.
Okay.
However, it's still, listen, okay. So back in December, I had lent a friend some money, okay? And they paid it back.
Wait, you lent a friend money?
Lent a friend.
yes, it does happen.
Wow, that person is really
right. It doesn't happen on one stretch. It doesn't happen. Listen, small details. Yeah.
That's a big one. That's pretty big.
If you're in a bad way, you're asking Melissa for money.
Okay.
The finish line is
Can
right
I
in front of you.
Can I finish my story?
Okay.
Jesus. Oh, sorry, God. Sorry. Listen. So I remember now. So they had given me the money back, and they had given it to me in cash, and they had put it in the envelope with my name on it. And this is right before I went to Disney. So I remember taking it and going, okay, cool, thanks. Putting it somewhere in my car. I don't remember where I put it in my car, but that's what the money was. But you guys don't understand. Like, when the person broke into my car last week... Mm.
That money was in there.
Yes.
What?
It was in there. And when they broke into the car, I was looking through everything to make sure, because the police had come and they were like, are you sure they didn't take anything? And I'm like, well, I'll look. So I went through and I looked through everything in my car. Nothing. There was nothing there. I looked under the seats. I looked in my little glove compartment. I looked in the middle console. Nothing. This money came out of absolute nowhere. Not to mention, where the hell did all those quarters come from? Like, you guys have no idea. And I'm looking at it going, like, I almost started to cry because I'm like, wow, this is, like, really a sign of something.
So when this person paid you back the $500.
Yes.
You didn't immediately go spend it.
And B, you didn't keep track of it.
No.
That's just very not
it isn't
on
like
brand
me.
For you.
It's not like me. But before I left for Disney, I was really, like, kind of in not shambles frazzled. I was really frazzled. I was all over the place. Yeah. I had a million errands to run. I was kind of like, and they gave it to me at night, so it wasn't like I could just go right to the bank and deposit it.
Right.
So I remember putting it in my car somewhere, and then I completely forgot about it.
You know what I've heard about change, though? I've heard, like, that change sometimes comes from, like, people who have passed, like, that it just
Stop
shows
it.
Up yeah. Because I got some once in, like, the shower. I'm like, where did
what?
These pennies come from? Yeah, I've heard that. I don't know if that's true, but I've heard, like, sometimes change just shows up and it's from, like, people who have passed. So maybe that could be a sign
wow.
there for you.
Who it do was, you know but that's the envelope.
My stepmother passed away a little not too long ago.
Oh, there you go.
But, like,
the envelope is very
yo,
odd. And you looked
that,
under your mat before?
I looked, Pebs, I tore that car up and down the day that they broke. The reason why I had brought that part up about them breaking into my car is because that day with the cops there, I tore that car apart because they said if anything's missing, you need to know now because we can file a report.
Maybe it was stuck to the roof of your car and eventually fell off.
No.
Or up in the, what are the things?
The
what, visors?
Yeah,
visors.
No, I definitely.
That's too neat. It was stuck to the roof of her car.
No.
<I'm dumb.
laughs> Shut up.
Melissa, I feel like I need to speak
listen,
this.
Listen, I'm telling you, man.
You're the old lady in the walker.
I'm telling you.
And you're walking up and I'm saying, bless
you.
That's right.
And dancing. Picking up her skirt.
Doing backflips.
Oh, God is good.
What do you
good.
Want to say?
God. God is good.
That's right.
You blessed me. You have blessed me. What
until later in the day.
Going to the encore.
And loses it all.
The buffet is calling me.
A $500 buffet.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR281332.